Yeah, but we'll get down now into the Gold Coast Suns rooms because Jake Batrick is with Dion Prestia.
I do have Dion with me. Dion, a tough game. How tough was it out there today?
Yeah, it was. It was a very tough game for us. West Coast are a quality team. You know, they've been finals contenders for a long time now, so we knew we had a challenge coming in, but we just thought we'll bring our pressure in contested footy, things that we can control. And I thought we did it pretty well, and it was just the basic errors really in the end really killed us, and you can't be making silly errors to a team like West Coast.
You've got the ice on the knee. A lot of other boys down here have the ice on. Did it feel a little more bruising than usual today?
It was good that we didn't get any injuries. That was good, not having two on the bench for once. But yeah, we got a 6-day break this week going against Sydney back at home, so we know we got another tough one. So boys will recover and we'll get back home and work on some things that we need to.
Jack Martin was impressive again. He's playing down back as well as up forward. He's developing into a really special talent.
Yeah, he's a really good player. We put him back just because we couldn't really get the ball down to him, so we just got some drive off half back from him. But when he goes forward, he can kick goals as well. So he's going to be a really dangerous player once we get all our team back and we start playing some proper footy like we want to do.
I'm going to throw it upstairs to Adam Papalia, Carl Langdon and Peter Bell.
Dion, really broad question, but you mentioned there you need to go back and work on a few things. Besides hitting some targets a bit more effectively, can you just mention a few other areas that you really think you can work on?
That would be the main one. Yeah. We think we won the tackles by 20. Our contested footy was really good besides the free kicks. We only lost the contested footy by one in the end. So It's just those basic errors. We can't be turning the footy over straight to them in our back line. I think we hit them about three times in the last quarter and they just kicked goals. So we just got to work on our basics. That's all we want. We want the boys to finish off games. I thought we did it pretty well. West Coast got a hold of us in the second quarter and we were able to peg it back. And third quarter was really, really encouraging for us. So we knew it was going to be tough. Playing West Coast in Perth is a tough game. So, yeah, we just need to hit those basic skills by hand and by foot and we'll be a lot better off.
We all notice that when you do get the ball inside 50 and to big Tommy Lynch's advantage, you pretty much you know he's going to do the rest. So, I mean, the inside 50s you had today were, I think, 36 as opposed to 60. So if you can square that up a bit more, then you do have a potent forward line.
Yeah, that's something that we work on. You know, that's something hitting those basic kicks when we're out and getting into Tommy. He's probably one of the best contested marks in the competition. So we just need to keep getting into him. And also Pete is developing pretty well, doing some work with Tommy and Steve May at training. So we just need to keep getting into him. And because we win most of our one-on-ones when we do get inside. So we just need to keep working on that. And that comes with our basic skills up the ground.
Dion, you joked about it a little bit before. It's no laughing matter, though. To finish the game unscathed, no injuries, that's got to be a boost because you've had a real wretched run of it.
Yeah, it's been a tough couple of weeks. We've gone into half-time with two down. So it's been a toll on the boys, but I'm pretty sure most of the boys got through pretty well, and we'll get a lot of boys back in the next 2 weeks. So it's hopefully will help us, but we still need everyone cracking in and doing the basic. Our personnel will help, but we can't just rely on that.
You did have one late withdrawal, Kate Collard-Jasny. Was he crook, or what happened with him, mate?
Yeah, I think I haven't talked to him yet, but I think he just had crook. It was crook like he did it back in the NAB Cup. So I think he only missed a week last time, so he should be all right.
Well, hopefully you do get him back soon, Dion. Thanks very much. Enjoy the long trip home, and thanks for joining us on 6PR Football.
Thank you.
Dion Prestia there from the Gold Coast Suns. We can actually go.